going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You've got Corey Majors. You have the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, we are one day away from the draft. How the heck are we doing today?
Feeling pretty good about everything. We're starting to get the chaos of, I don't know if they actually do like this guy. Well, hold on. I don't think they like this guy. Mm. Hold on. They love this guy.
We're working on a couple of fictitious trades.
They're getting a center. So like all the things that are happening right now, this is the time of season, Alec, when the real fun starts to happen, because we don't know. We don't know the truth anymore. There is no truth out there.
My head hurts because a lot of these, you know, insiders are putting out their final mocks and whatnot. And I read through three of them this morning, and all three of them had three different players for three very different reasons.
That's how it goes.
And they all three play different positions. So I'm just like, what in the world? I don't know who to believe. And they're all using their sources and they're all doing their research. I'm just like, I just want to see what happens at this point. I'm tired of speculating because it makes my head hurt.
Yes. No, I totally understand.
Like you said, there's no truth.
Yeah, no truth.
Only lies.
Just trying to sift through it all to figure out what the Cowboys are actually planning on doing. And quite honestly, can't make that decision until they get to pick 12 anyway. So we got to wait it out.
Unless they trade up.
At Pluckers, they're not trading up.
Unless they trade down.
They might trade down. So again, once they get there, well, they could trade down at pick 9. Like, that's a possibility. But you got to wait on that. You got to wait to see. Pluckers and Allen is when you'll find out. Or Pluckers in Dallas. Is that the one over off Greenville? I think that's the one off Greenville right there. And then, Alec, you're going to be at City View in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
So check out all the shows. 9 DFW locations for the Pluckers draft parties. It's going to be fun, man.
You can tell I'm already ready.
Absolutely. Kevin is always pumped for draft time. Please check out the Twitch or YouTube to understand exactly how pumped Kevin is right now. I'm not going to mention it because he wants us to mention it.
Well, that's fine. I have amazing head balance. I can keep doing this.
I'll walk around with it.
Oh, I could. Uh-oh. In the meantime... Give me cut number one. So the new look for part of the game, Texas Rangers lineup.
Infield at double play depth, and there's a swing and a line drive to the left field corner. It's a fair ball, bouncing up against the wall. Smith scores. Seager around to third on a double by Adolis Garcia. The Rangers grab a quick 1-0 lead. That's his 10th RBI of the year.
They would indeed go on to win 8-5. It was the most runs the Rangers have scored in a road game thus far this year. And I'm going to take you back to our crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation. They were also clamoring yesterday. They were also clamoring for lineup adjustments. And we said, what if it starts tonight?
And we did. We did bring that
up. Presto change-o!
Yep.
It happened last night.
And look who had 4 RBI. Marcus Semien.
Man, I hate the way you say that so much.
Marcus Semien in the 5-hole doing work exactly kind of where we said you put him here. Berger's not hitting that well. You slide him into that spot, and then he goes out there and does that. So that was really awesome to see. But, Kevin, I think the most important thing to me out of the lineup change is your first run came after in the fifth hitter?
Okay.
So
I think it was actually fourth hitter, right?
Okay. All right. So the thing is, though, you weren't two outs into the game to start the game off. That's so important for this, for any baseball game. Now, whenever your first two guys are slugging home runs to start games, yes, you're going, okay, why would I ever change that? We're scoring runs immediately and putting pressure on people. But if you can go deep into an inning and finally put a score up on the board, now you're what, 15, 20 pitches into the first inning instead of being four pitches into an inning to start a game? That's hugely important for this team.
And if you look at it yesterday specifically, it felt like the blueprint of what you'd always love from the top of your lineup in the first inning. Now, if you just hit a whole bunch of home runs, that'd be great too. But like, look at the way they started to manufacture that run. Josh Smith leads off the game because it's he that goes number one, as some people did suggest, not Wyatt Langford. Wyatt Langford goes two. My mini helmet fell off. But Josh Smith, he walks. Wyatt Langford, single. So that puts runners at first and second. Corey Seager had what you would call a productive out, ends up being a fielder's choice, and that moves Langford to second, Josh Smith to third. So at that point, you have to feel good about getting a run on the board, which for this team, well, that's a lot better than we've done in numerous games already. But instead, what you get is the Adolis Garcia, Wyatt was out at second. So Seager at first, Josh Smith at third. You get the Adolis Garcia double, that scores a run, and then you get the Marcus Semien sacrifice fly. So it was a combination of you got a big hit, a couple of big hits, but you also really manufactured at least one of those runs as well. And that kind of set the tone for, look, 8-5 doesn't feel like a blowout. It felt like once we got to the fifth inning,
it was 8-2, this game it felt was, like a blowout.
Yeah, this game was over in the fifth inning. And I was just really pleased to see how effective the top of the lineup looked straight away.
Oh, yeah, man, because it gives you complete confidence that the decision you made was the right decision, and everybody was just kind of waiting for the moment. You bled out as much as you possibly could of what you had before. You gave everybody the chance. Everybody had their opportunities to prove that they could continue to do it. And now you're like, okay, I do feel like the Rangers love Wyatt Langford in the two spot. Like, I think not just the players, but the rest of the organization loves having Wyatt Langford in that two spot because they think he has arrived. He is ready now. You know, it's not like last year was kind of a test period for him.
Sure.
But no, he's ready for this thing now. They're prepared for that. Somebody did say, hey, look, man, let's point out that minor league baseball park has something to do with it. The wind was blowing a little bit last night. It is a hitter friendly park for sure. And it does have a different vibe, Kevin. Whenever you look out into the outfield and there aren't a bunch of stands, and it's not a bunch of people on top of you, it's very relaxed Sacramento, very surprised feel to it. And I think, but that being said, this is a team that wasn't producing runs and they need a confidence boost. This could be the thing. A, it's against the A's. B, it's in a hitter friendly park. And C, they needed something to bring them back to life.
Okay, and see, I'm going to disagree with the hitter-friendly park thing because we weren't focused in on the parade of home runs. The thing that caught my attention is what happened in the first inning. And I don't think that had anything to do with the dimensions of the ballpark. Like, it certainly had nothing to do with the walk or the single or Corey moving the runner up or getting another sack fly. Like, I hear them on the parade of home runs.
And it was a relief to see good offense, but are you worried that was a product of bad pitching? Again, confidence for me. That's for more than anything, getting confidence and seeing pitches and seeing the bat. It's like seeing a shooter and the ball going through the net. You know, like when they talk about get to the free throw line just so you can see the ball go through the net, it's going to make you more confident. This team was starting to lack confidence, and Boach was seeing that, and that's why he changed it.
By the way, and Beto had pitched well this year before last night's game. It was small set of information, but he had pitched pretty well in the first month or so of the season.
I'd send him back out there. I'm perfectly okay with in that park. I'm okay with it.
I mean, that would be great.
Let's send him Absolutely. Out tonight. Let's go. Let's send him out again tonight. Let's do it.
From the 682, can someone ask why Jock is still in the lineup? And I think that we will I don't know how to questionably phrase exactly like that, but
are you tired of
like
Jock's
that.
S is what we're going to ask Bochy today.
Oh, man. So
what's up with this stupid green stuff?
What?
You know, all the gloves and the shin guard and the elbow guard. Come on, bro.
Okay.
If you're hitting, you can wear that stuff. If you're not, figure it out.
So I'll have to really ponder a lot of what you just said, but also Jock Peterson has now set a new Texas Rangers record for most consecutive plate appearances without a hit. And I don't want to go full list style like Bobby Belt here, but I need you to bear with me for just a second. Jock Peterson hasn't had a hit since April 2nd. Okay? Today is April 23rd. And he's played April 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 22nd. I don't want to make it seem like he missed a bunch of time. He has been out there. He has been playing. And you go back to what Boach said about getting your timing back and maybe missing a couple of games. He missed one game. He was out of the lineup for one game. I know they had a day off, and then he was back out there and still sparing it up.
Yeah, if I was Boach, I'd walk up to him and take all his neon green stuff and say, you can't have it back until you hit again.
I mean, I don't know.
And say, you can't even wear anything to protect your body until you hit.
I don't know.
Then he gets injured, and you can just say, well, now he's on the IL, and I don't have to play him anymore.
And you know what? He has...
Listen, that was a bad joke, but...
Yes.
I would say, hey,
please don't
I'm taking
hurt.
This stuff away until you hit again. Do something.
He has 3 hits this year and 16 strikeouts. He is 5 times as likely to strike out, and it's actually a
He's
little
not
bit more than
it,
that,
dude.
To strike out than he is to get a hit.
He's not seeing it, and you can see that on his pop-ups. He's not squaring the ball up. He has no clue what pitch he's trying to swing at. I haven't seen anything like this in the lack. I just bring up confidence again. You can see it in his body language. He is lacking confidence altogether. And I would be too if I was 0 for 41.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure what they're going to do. In the meantime, my more pressing concern is what we're going to hear about Corey Seager. Now, what I think is going to happen today, I think like come maybe G-Bag, when G-Bag's on, that you'll get information about Corey Seager. I think we're going to ask Boach. I think the MRI will have taken place by then, and we're going to get we're just waiting on the results.
Mm.
And so inevitably, the results will come out. And I would be willing to bet, not that you need another reason to listen to G-Bag, but I would be willing to bet if you listen to G-Bag, you'll get the news about that.
Why is that?
Just because of the timing of it and everything. Why are you looking at me like that? It's not a conspiracy theory.
Seems like it. Sounds like you got information, Kevin.
No, I don't have information. Well, by the way, point of clarification. I'm sorry I didn't say this. To start the season, Jock Peterson... This early in the year, I think is the worst funk that we've seen from a Texas Ranger. No inside information. If I knew what was on the Corey Seager MRI, wouldn't I just tell you?
Kevin?
I don't know.
If you're a cop, you have to tell me.
I'm not a cop.
Do you have insider information?
Just real quick, how impressed would you be if I continued to just do this show and I was also a cop, and you had no idea for almost 20 years that I was also a police officer?
I wouldn't be. Thank you, Lucy. I appreciate that. I wouldn't be upset. I'd be like, man, all this time he was protecting me, you know, and serving.
Yeah.
Protect and serve.
Yeah.
Good job, man. So far, things have been safe for me around you.
That's right.
So
you just blew my cover. Now, I'm concerned about the Corey Seager MRI. I'm concerned what it's going to look like when it comes back. If I'm probably in the space too, where I think even if they say the MRI is relatively clean, this automatically means an IL stint.
A month.
I don't want to go that far, and I don't know that to be the case. But just when you hear Corey Seager and potential injury, but especially Corey Seager and hamstring, I immediately think he's going to be on the injured list.
I mean, my mind is already built for we're going to spend 2 months without him. Once I hear anything like that, my mind goes to you're going to have 2 months without him. Who's replacing him? I'm putting Josh Smith at shortstop for this time, and everything seemed pretty comfortable with this. Again, like you said, the Anthony Davis kind of moment where you got three quarters of the game, and then you're like, oh, crap, now we can't have it anymore. So that's the hope is that you don't have that, but it always feels like it's going to be 2 months without Corey Seager, and I don't want that because I need this team to extend their lead in this division even more right now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Now, for people that are asking, like, I've seen a couple people say this, and somebody brought it up this morning. Why don't you just DFA Jock? So that's definitely not going to happen because...
17 million?
18 and 18? A half. And keep in mind, you also have them on the books for next year. Because of player option. And at this rate, I have no clue why he would not opt in to that player option unless he's just a very given individual. He's like, look, I haven't earned
it. I get it.
I'm going to opt out. But then again, I like $18.5 million. So realistically, you're on the hook for 2 years and $37 million. And the issue is, this is not a team that has lots of room in terms of money. If you DFA him, nobody is going to pick him up. And you're still going to be stuck with that money. So if that's how you're hoping to get around it, it's not going to work.
Okay. Well, we'll weigh our options then, Kevin, and talk to Boach at 12:30 today.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Wait for Kevin's insider information.
If I had it, I would tell you from Talking Cowboys and the Draft Show, Emmy Award winner and Triplets dad, Kyle Yeomans. Next on The Fan. KNC masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you from Talking Cowboys and the Draft Show, Emmy Award winner and Triplets dad, it is Kyle Yeomans. How's it going, man?
What's up, guys? It's been a while. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, so are we taking Golden or Tet?
Well, I think it really does come down to who's there out of the two guys. I still feel like they're leaning wide receiver. I think if Tet is there, I think he's higher on their board. If it's Matthew Golden and Tetterella McMillan's not there, then I think it's more of a conversation, but I would still lean Golden in that regard. I mean, I think the Cowboys are going to come away with a wide receiver in the first round. I have that gut feeling just based off of the research and the fit and the value. That's just kind of where I'm at with it all.
Hey, can I ask you a question about that then? Because like that definitely makes sense to me, but this is one of the deals where if the board shifts in a way you didn't expect, then you have to adjust. Because there's been rumblings that like, hey, could Jenty go five and then Tet go six? And if that were to happen, then I wonder if another team would pull the trigger early on Golden. And let's say you got to 12, neither one of them are there. Then do you have to reevaluate your plan?
Maybe. And we talk a lot about window dressing your board on the draft show. And I know you guys both are close with Brian, and you kind of heard that term once or twice. But just to explain it for those viewers out there, window dressing your board means you're going to rank and stack all of these players, 1 through 257, or however many players they have on their board. They'll rank those guys, and they don't want to jump from, let's say, rank 10 to rank 12 just because it fits a need. They want to draft via the board. You stacked it for a reason. Your players are on there for a reason. Pick the best player available, and that's where that BPA conversation comes in. I wouldn't be surprised if we're getting there, and I think I would be surprised if both wide receivers were off the board.
Yeah, I
think there
will
be at least one guy there. I get what you're saying, but there's a conversation, kind of like what I said a minute ago, about Matthew Golden. There are other names there. Mykel Williams from Georgia, Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M, Will Johnson from Michigan, Omarion Hampton from North Carolina, Kelvin Banks, Texas, Josh Simmons, Ohio State. All of those names are very viable at 12 and very possible at 12. And we're trying to figure out who they have in that stack between Tetterella McMillan and Matthew Golden. There's a good chance that Matthew Golden is closer to Tet than we think, and he's closer to McMillan at the top of their wide receiver and their overall board. But there's also a chance that if Tetterella McMillan's gone, then there are these other names there. So I think they'd be comfortable with a guy like Mykel Williams or Shamar Stewart, who are edge rushers and don't necessarily fill an immediate need, but certainly something that you can build around. Same thing at corner. I think right now there's some pause on whether or not Trayvon Diggs is going to be ready for the start of the year, where there's been the rotating injuries at corner. Maybe you take a guy like Will Johnson and feel good about that at 12 anyways. So it may not be one of those wide receivers, but they have a comfortable stack that I believe are going to go by. And if we see one of those names instead of Matthew Golden, that means they were not window dressing their board and they stayed true to the way they stacked these players.
Can you walk us through your general thoughts about this specific player or just general philosophy? You mentioned Stewart. How do you feel about players that like, hey, they look like they should be able to do all these things, but then you look at their college production and maybe it's not there.
No, his production wasn't there. I mean, he had four sacks last year, was a five-star, four-star prospect, depending on what recruiting service you looked at. And it ended up being kind of the letdown of the Texas A&M defense. And that's tough to say because he was still one of the better defenders on their roster, and he's one of the better defenders in the SEC, led the SEC in pressures. But as I just said, he only had the four sacks to go along with it. So it was a finishing element from Shamar Stewart. His film was good enough to go first round for sure. I have a second round grade on him though, because personally I tend to value collegiate production against good competition a little bit more than maybe some other scouts do. A lot of other scouts are going to go just by the film. And if they're going by just by the film and the character of these guys, and I think he does have that high character, got to talk to him a little bit during the Senior Bowl in Mobile this year. Was nothing but impressed with him and his tape along the way, but the production wasn't there. So I tend to knock players for that once or twice down the line because I just think it's a good indication of what you will do at the next level. Not always the case, and I think Micah Parsons is a guy like that who his college production was good. Was it off the charts production? It was more so a ceiling, and he ended up hitting that ceiling with Dallas and did so very quickly. So I think it could go both ways. For Shamar Stewart, I don't think I would be super pumped at the pick at 12, but overall he's a guy with some bend, some athleticism, off the edge. He's going to give you a pass rushing ability that maybe you lack a little bit on this roster since DeMarcus Lawrence is no longer with the team.
There, it has kind of felt like the onus has been on skill positions in the first three rounds. Like a lot of weight's been put on skill positions there. When do you feel comfortable addressing the trenches, whether it be offensive line or the defensive tackle area for this team?
Or Tyler Booker at 12.
Yeah, that's another question about Peter Schrager and his mock draft right now.
Did Schrager mock Booker to 12?
Yeah, at 12.
Okay. the thing about offensive line is you have to be comfortable taking them anywhere, because Dallas, one, has a great track record of taking offensive linemen. I'm not counting Tyler Guyton at the moment. We'll see how that turns out. But on the record, I'm not giving up on Tyler Guyton quite yet. And because of that, I think it's more likely you would see it in the later rounds than you would in those first three rounds. Just because, I mean, if you guys were to look at me and say, what are your top three needs you have to have a starter at by the time, whether it's draft or not, where are you getting your starters for the 2025 season? You would probably say running back.
Yep.
Probably say wide receiver too. Yep. And probably a one tech on your defensive line, right?
Yeah.
Maybe corner you could throw in there too, depending on what Diggs' situation is and kind of where that sits. Offensive line's not in that conversation, but it's such a premium position. And Jerry said it yesterday during the pre-draft press conference, but it's the team within the team. And you have to find a way to give Dak Prescott time to throw. And they certainly don't feel like last year they protected him well enough. And Jerry said it yesterday too, that he felt like at times this offensive line was not good enough in 2024. So they put value on it, and I think they've prepared themselves to where if the 12th overall pick comes around, let's say there's no Teteroa McMillan, there's no Ashton Jeanty, maybe even some of these edge rushers are off the board early, there's a chance you get to see multiple edge rushers in the top 10 again this year, then I think they're comfortable taking offensive line. Is it the number one need? No. But it's such a premium position, and you have to get it right day in and day out in order for your offense to be successful. Then I think if the right guy is there for them, which could be Kelvin Banks, I know they're really high on him out of Texas. Maybe Will Campbell from LSU falls a little bit. I know they like Josh Simmons out of Ohio State quite a bit. He'll probably play tackle, so there's going to be some movement there. But I think they'd rather figure it out with the talent in hand than pass up on it and fill other needs and try and force it.
You were talking about cornerback, not necessarily at 12, but just overall cornerback depth on this team. Mm-hmm. If you're the Cowboys, do you not have to kind of operate like maybe as if Trayvon Diggs won't be here just looking at the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think that's exactly how they're looking at it. And I asked the question yesterday in the presser to Brian Schottenheimer. I asked him, what do you value, because the defensive coaching staff has had significant influence when it comes to your corners in the past. I mean, we've all talked about Dan Quinn's type of guys, the long, lengthy, speedy corners, and how that's changed over the last couple of years. Mike Zimmer wanted more of the athletic, stick-in-your-hip-pocket type of guys. It sounded like Brian Schottenheimer, and I asked him kind of to speak on Eberflus's behalf as the defensive coordinator. I asked Shoddy, he said speed and size. I mean, of course you want those two things, but he said the length is a big thing and the character is a big thing. So with all that being said, it didn't sound like, we don't really need corner. It sounded like, hey, we are trying to find the right player to fit our system and to fit our bill. And there's a guy in the first round in Will Johnson out of Michigan that fits that specifically. I think if he were to say something similar to what maybe Mike Zimmer said last year in what he wants as a defensive back, I think he may have said something that would have led me in the way of Jahdae Barron, the corner from Texas.
Yeah.
But I think what he said yesterday kind of circled Will Johnson in my mind as a legitimate possibility at 12 overall, even to the point where, I mean, I'm playing around. We'll release our final mock draft tomorrow on DallasCowboys.com. But I'm playing around with the thought that maybe he's the pick at 12 over some guys like Golden and Stewart and some of these other names that are possible.
You know, that's yesterday he did mention speed is something you don't have to coach. And I think that's the reason he brings character to the table too, is because like a guy like Emeka Egbuka, The character on that kind of guy right there, I don't have to coach him. He's going to put in the work on his own. I don't have to go out and say, hey, we have to have you do these things.
Yeah, and you talked. I talked a moment ago about how much I value production from the collegiate ranks against good competition. Well, he won a national championship. There's the first one.
Yeah,
he's one of the leading receivers, if not the leading receiver in Ohio State program history, because he did it as the Robin to so many other guys, Batman, right? He was behind Jackson Smith and Jigba. He was behind some of these other top wide receivers that have played in this Ohio State program the last couple of years, and he's just continuously done his job and been very, very good at doing so, to the point where he got better as every year went along, and now his tape is first-round quality. Now, do I think he brings the same skill set to the table as a Teteroa McMillan or as a Matthew Golden? No, I have him much further down my board than those two guys. So I think it'd be more so a trade back scenario for me.
Yeah.
If they're able to find a dance partner, I think if they land a Mecca Ibuka and pick up a top 100 pick and they're doing so, selecting him in the 20s, I think I'd be super happy.
Yeah.
Because then you're finding the Robin to CeeDee Lamb's Batman, and you can take it there and build your offense around it. That's a true wide receiver too, who expects to be and knows how to be a wide receiver too. So if you're looking for compliments, I think his name's on the list, but I think it depends on trying to move around a little bit in order to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, and that's those character guys. It just makes it easier for the coaches, especially in a first year for a guy like Schottenheimer. Now, speaking of first year back for Eberflus, we know he loves linebackers and the work he does with those guys. And we know we're kind of missing Overshone. Are you comfortable with everything they have at linebacker right now? Or would you say I still need, if there's a body, I'd love to get one.
Yeah, I think there's a couple names in this draft that not only they feel confident that they would want, but I think would fit the value of where they need to take those guys. Because they're not going to take a guy like Jahad Campbell, Alabama,
right,
in the first round. Jalen Walker's a name that's catching some steam or picking up some steam as we get closer. He's probably not going to be there at 12 as a linebacker, edge rusher type of hybrid. I think if you're going to see a linebacker, it'll come in the second round with a guy like Carson Schwessinger. He's a UCLA linebacker who I actually compared to DeMarvion Overshone. I see a lot of Demo in his college tape and what he did length-wise, speed-wise, plays downhill with a vengeance, is good in coverage. They sent multiple guys to his pro day private workout out on the West Coast. And I think Schwessinger's a name to keep in mind going into day two. But I do like what they've added. I like the addition of Kenneth Murray. I think that's an underrated trade that they've made this offseason to add a quality starter who had 100-plus tackles last year. He's kind of the Eric Kendricks replacement in my mind. I think that's what Kenneth Murray does. Not the same type of player. Skill set wise, I think they do things differently, and their film is certainly different. But I think from a production standpoint, I think Kenneth Murray can fill what Eric Kendricks did for this defense last year. And he's been around this system previously, and he knows some of the guys on this staff. Now, where you can still add is because you don't know DeMarvion Overshone's status for 2025.
Right.
We have the good news. Not really. I mean, initially, we thought there was no status, right?
Yeah.
He's not going to be available until late, late.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Playoff time. He talked to our staff a couple weeks ago and kind of said, I want to win comeback player of the year in 2025, not 26. He wanted to win comeback player of the year in 25. So I think he feels really confident that he can get back out on the field early, but that's a player with optimism, and he's always been an optimistic individual. So you got to take that with a grain of salt. I don't think you can count on him, just like we were talking about with Trayvon Diggs.
Yes.
From an injury standpoint, plan around not having DeMarvian Overshown in 25. If you get him back, that's great. So because of that, I wouldn't be surprised if they do spend a pick on those linebackers, but it's got to be the right player at the right time, and you're going to sacrifice taking another position of need in order to do so, because like those four positions I mentioned earlier, you're only going to be able to address three of those in those first three picks.
Thank you very much for all of the insight, and then a preemptive thank you for all the great work on the draft show.
Yeah, appreciate it. Can't wait to be on with the guys starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow. It's going to be a long weekend, and can't wait to be on with you guys all the way through.
Yes, sir. There you go. Kyle Yeomans right here.
Thanks,
on 105.3 The Fan.
Kyle Yeomans.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Oh, man.
Perhaps the most anticipated edition of Baseball Nuggets ever. How excited are you about the Golden Chicket?
I don't know what it is.
We will explain next on The Fan.
The tinkered with the lineup here today, leading off with Josh Smith and moving Marcus Semien to the number five spot. And there is a shot deep left field, and Duhar can do nothing about it. It's off the clubhouse building. Home run for Wyatt Langford, and a poke at that. His fifth of the season. The Rangers lead it 3-1.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers win 8-5. We will talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy at 12:30.
I love texts like this, Kevin.
Okay.
I'll never not Tolo again. This person says they're a Bronco fan. They tried to listen to KOA Denver and listen for 3 hours and didn't get any draft talk or sports really at all. Politics and local elections. Not one sports mention other than recaps. DFW is spoiled with this station.
That being said, you should go vote if you're so inclined.
What does that have to do with the draft?
He said local elections. We're having local elections.
Are we?
Yeah.
Since when? I've been listening to sports radio. I didn't know this.
Okay, well, that makes sense. All right.
And right. Thanks for the compliment. I
yes.
really appreciate it.
Agreed.
Is what Kevin meant to say.
Right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC and repair, it's time for Baseball Nuggets.
Yep.
And look, there's a lot of other things. Maybe we get to them. Maybe we don't. Because what we need to talk about is the golden chicken.
I don't know what it is.
What do you think it is?
It feels like something I get from Golden Chick at the Rangers game.
Okay. Alec, do you want to expand on that? He's moving in the right direction.
It sounds like you just called me a name. We got to square up now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that.
Okay, good.
So the Golden Chick, here's how it works. If you buy a ticket to Monday's game against the A's, purchase a mezzanine ticket. Monday against the A's.
That's lower level, higher, middle level? In the mezzanine area. Good job. Good job.
Exactly. Look, I don't know. I look for a section, and when they're like, oh, it's in this section, I'm like, sure.
Just let the Tolos know.
Yeah.
Some Tolo out there knows. You know what? They will let us know
we're
where the mezzanine
crushed
is.
Crushed for this, too. Oh, you're a sports station. Don't know mezzanine. Fine.
It's the 100 level.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. Like I said, the lower level.
I take it in the 100 level. If the Rangers win that game on Monday, you get a free ticket to the next home game.
Okay.
You go to the next home game.
Whoa, hold on.
If they win, you get a ticket to the next home game.
This is genius.
So you
keep love this.
Getting tickets to every ensuing home game as long as they win. The streak continues until they lose at home. So if they were to break off an 8-game winning streak, you're going to get those tickets.
So you are saying, and I appreciate this from the 469, you're saying they get to keep riding that chicken ticket,
yes,
all the way,
yes,
to success,
yes.
So they are the chicken jockeys, essentially. Chicken jockey.
Don't
stop. Kids around America are going nuts. Right
I don't
now.
Know what that means,
and
I don't think
Minecraft
you should
movie.
Ride a chicken.
You don't know that.
I feel pretty confident.
So this, I love this idea because A, it's an opportunity to get you more excited about cheering for that game. Like, literally, it is. I want them to win now so I can get another one, so I can keep rolling on this thing. I love this idea. This is genius. Who came up with this? Chris Young, probably?
Maybe Boach.
Okay.
With
the success that we just saw last night with last night's lineup, I get it.
Feels like Golden Chick probably had some say in it.
You know what, Golden Chick? I'm going to give Chris Young credit for now until you tell me otherwise.
All right. You might really like the logo. It's like a chicken face on a walking ticket that also has the T for the Texas Rangers on it.
I'm in.
It looks pretty neat.
Now, is this a special, like, is it going to be, because it's digital, right?
Yeah. Well, but the good news is you could just get your ticket then. You don't have to keep going back to the ticket window every single day. And you're like, hey, can I get another ticket?
Is this true? They say it needs to be section 122 or 123.
123.
Okay.
All correct. Right.
Just to make sure that everybody understood that.
You can only buy 8 tickets per golden chicken. So you take your group of 7 friends, hopefully ride the wave, keep going to baseball game after baseball game after baseball game. They have Don't Call Me Oakland and Seattle next week in the homestand. Now, if they could break off, just hear me a second. If they could break off a 7-game winning streak, guess who you play next? In May, Colorado. Colorado is legitimately the worst team in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And then Houston.
And they've scored less runs than the Rangers, I bet.
As of now, mm-hmm. That's hey, probably right.
As of for the rest of the season.
As of yesterday.
I'm predicting.
Don't ask more questions. 817.
So you're saying it's a chicken jockey. I'm telling you, dude.
I don't know what that means.
They need to play that. They need to play chicken jockey in the stadium for this moment.
No.
For these
Are you
going to
tell me what that means?
No, you have to go see the movie yourself.
The Minecraft movie?
Yeah, and then you'll understand partially.
I don't have any kids in that like age range, though.
I'll loan you a kid.
Okay. My kids are either too old or too young.
Carter will go see it again. He'll be happy to go see it with you.
Okay.
And I trust you.
I appreciate that.
That's nice.
I like this story, Kevin. This is you brought this up yesterday. I was like, this is foolish. What are you discussing right now?
I it I was so excited to talk about it yesterday. I really wanted to like blow off another segment just to talk about the chicken.
You kept saying, I wish Jerry Jones would stop talking right now so we can talk about the chicken.
Oh my God.
The golden chicken.
Look, if you would have let me be the editor of that press conference and then it would have been released out to the world, I could have saved us all a lot of time.
From the 214, Corey hates the staff at Globe Life. All right, so Alec knows what I'm talking about because Alec brought the story to the table the other day that whenever in the movie they say chicken jockey and the chicken jockey comes out, kids are throwing stuff everywhere and going nuts and police are being called. Right. At my theater, kids start going nuts and everything too. And I honestly still don't know if I know what the chicken jockey is. I just know that my kids were excited about it whenever they saw it. Even my 17-year-old kind of got pumped about it. He was like, oh my gosh, it's a chicken jockey. It was crazy.
Oh, man. A chicken jockey is a very rare hostile mob in Minecraft. It consists of baby zombie, zombie villager, zombified piglin, husk, or drowned riding a chicken.
Exactly.
And then it's got some words that I'm too old to fully understand at this point.
So yeah, I think this is a really cool thing, and I'm looking forward to, hey, from the 817, we really did talk about last night's game in the first segment. The Rangers, I'm very excited about this because again, this gets you pumped for, I hope they win this game so I can come to the next one. Like yes. It's exciting.
Yes. All right. Couple of other exciting notes for you. Jack Leiter. Rehab start with the Express, 4.4 and two-thirds innings pitch, gave up one hit, always encouraging only one walk to go along with four strikeouts. He threw 60 pitches, 40 of them were strikes, so 2-1 strike-to-ball ratio, and his velo topped out at 98.9.
So, bringing him back?
I think so.
What are we doing like, here?
I know we've teased it a couple times. That is a question for Boach, because this feels like, okay. Now, yeah, we got to see what we wanted, and they capped him out at 60 pitches.
I feel like you need a 9-man rotation at this point with the way that all the pitchers you have.
That is probably so. But also,
that would save DeGrom's arm.
I want to talk about one other thing in baseball. How did they get this so inaccurate? So Mike Trout hit a home run over the weekend that they're like, hey, good job. 435 feet.
That's a long one.
Then they went back to the workshop, crunched some more numbers. And now they said it's 484 feet. So they were off by 49 feet on that home run. What happened?
They use a computer to measure now instead of like the tape measure?
Yeah, probably not that guy running out from home plate with the tape measure.
Dude, can you imagine if they were like, you know what? You get a 1 foot ruler, and that's how you got to go measure it out with 1 foot at a time.
That would be amazing.
It'd be irritating. I don't know, maybe the computer was off just a little bit.
Well, here's your trivia question to follow that up. Mike Trout has three home runs of 480 plus feet since the start of last season. That ties him with Giancarlo Stanton and
Albert Pujols.
Nomar Mazara.
Oh yeah, dude, that dude crushed them. Man, on occasion.
Yeah, on occasion.
And he had a tendency to hit the exact same batting average for like 3 years in a row.
That was really weird.
But he wasn't. He never turned out to be great.
No, I really thought he was going to be good.
He's in some other league right now.
We're the KNC Masterpiece.
I think I'm serious about that. I think he's in.
No, I know.
I can't remember which one
it
is.
Just the way you described it with your flippant hand gesture.
Somewhere else.
Coming up next.
Not Texas.
Are any Mavs fans rooting for the Lakers? Plus the anonymous NBA player and Luka poll next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.